Yeah, he owns that vodka company. It's supposed to be like the best vodka in the world, but I can't afford it, so I don't know. I get that $13 vodka. It comes in a regular
the
glass.
The stuff on the bottom shelf.
Yeah, it's got all dust dusty. On it and stuff. Welcome, everybody, to the Bob and Katie Show.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Bob. Was that too aggressive? I
don't think so.
I had some energy, and I think I let it all out in the first word. You know what I mean?
I'm glad you have energy. I feel so tired.
I'm happy to be recording. This is... Nobody told me that when you became an adult, not that this has to happen, but that it does sometimes, you start losing things. You start losing parts of yourself. You start having big responsibilities that take far more of your free time than you ever thought imaginable.
Well, think about every day you have to prioritize. And when you become an adult and you add marriage, mm-hmm. children, mm-hmm. mortgage, car payments, bills, et cetera, career, you know, you have to prioritize your family, your job, all those things. And the hobbies, the fun activities, they consistently get pushed to the bottom of the list. And it's that constant grapple for balance in life.
And I had to schedule the fun stuff around the other things.
Yeah.
Like I have I've got a business call today with some stuff that I'm working on outside of the podcast. And I sent my buddy a message and I was like, hey, are you going to have time to talk to me today about this thing? And he goes, yeah, I'm pretty much free all day. So whatever you need. And I was, I'm not. I said, so we're recording at 12. We got a grocery pickup at 3. So if I could call you right around 2:30, that would nail it right on the head for me. I mean, like we're just constantly...
Oh, and this pop, is just pop, 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 this is pop. we're this is our weekend, so this is like downtime.
Oh yeah. You know
we I'm so sorry. I completely interrupted you. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I got really excited.
My point was, I'm happy to be recording because it is. I'm a creative person. I'm not saying that I'm good at creating. I just have that need to make things. And when you're adulting, a lot of times you lose a lot of the opportunities to make things. So when I get to sit down, I mean, like, and this is a big one. Like, I love podcasting. Mm-hmm. I know that I only really got into it about six, seven years ago, but I love it. It's like the best of both worlds for me. You know, I always wanted to do stand-up comedy, but writing jokes like that and, you know, the memorize, it's a lot of hard work. And I don't know that I'm that person, but in a conversation, I like to think that I'm witty and I have fun with it. And then not only that, but I get to sit down and talk to you and you're like my best friend in the world. So this is, I get to create something. I get to talk to you. We get to hang out, make jokes. This is wonderful. Wonderful. I love it.
Bob heaven, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, what were you going to say?
I was going to jump the gun and say, we have something really big happening tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sort of.
Tomorrow.
Not really. Maybe. Kind of.
A officially, little bit. Unofficially, I'm not really sure. But tomorrow.
Yay, 2020.
We become parents of not one, but two school-aged children.
Yeah, we're not going to say school children because the Rona said
school's
they can't go yet.
School's going to be at home, at least for now.
Yeah. I'm excited about the paycheck. Aren't you getting a paycheck? Because you're like a teacher with the state now, right? And then we have desks. We bought desks for the kids because I don't know. This is odd.
It's a super weird. I mean, it's weird for anybody going to school. But we're in I'm not going to say unique position. We're not the only ones. It was already kind of weird. We were going to have two children starting school, our first and second. We don't have any children in school yet. So this is completely uncharted territory. It's been a lot of years since we were in school, but we have two starting at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it's so exciting. It's so exciting. But then you throw in the pandemic and we're all just trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of emotions because I'm super excited for them. I'm completely okay with the fact we're doing school at home for now because of their safety. But, you know, I wonder things. I'm like, are my children ever going to get to experience
normal
school. Normal school.
What is normal?
At this point in time, I don't know that my children will ever experience a school day without a mask on.
Or they will.
Or it's like normal gym class. You know, I don't know. It's so
Here's the thing. This is something you're not thinking about. We don't know what normal is anymore.
Yeah.
Like, kids can't get away with a lot of the stuff that we got away with. Teachers have apps now.
Yeah.
Like, they have apps. Like, you could look at the app and go, oh, this little shithead ain't done his homework in a week. My, you know what my mama had? A question. She'd go, you do your homework? I'd be like, yeah. And that was it. She didn't have no app.
I was so bad about waiting until the last day to do my projects, mm-hmm. any like big projects that were due. So yeah, like it would be like Sunday evening and I'd be like, oh, mom, I need to work on my project that's due tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
And she'd be like, what? How long have you known about this?
What was that? What's that big project you have to do as a senior?
Your senior project?
Is that, it's just called a senior project? Wow, you can tell I've paid a lot of attention and
man, you know, they started that like, I think the year that they were just starting that as
when you were a senior?
Or the year before.
Was it like 20, 30 years ago?
I don't even want to talk about how many years ago it was, okay?
I know we brought it up before, but I'm the same way. My senior project, the project that like, you got to do this to get out.
Oh, I sure.
And they gave us months, right?
This big ordeal that you were supposed to plan out in stages like throughout your senior year. And yeah, I waited until like the very last minute to do mine.
February, they're like, hey, your senior project's going to be due in, or I guess it's due around February. No. So the school year starts in like what, August or September?
Uh-huh.
Then, oh yeah, I'm right. So then sometime around January, February, they start talking about it. Like, it's going to be due here in just a couple months. I did mine the night before. I didn't start till 9 p.m. I didn't get done until like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my goodness. So anyway, yeah, we have two kids starting school tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's so weird because, you know, when you become a parent, you know that these moments in life are going to happen. And starting school, that's a big thing. You know, I've thought about this since they were in the womb, you know, like what it's going to be like. And as a parent, you go, okay, I'm going to get the list of school supplies. I'm going to get everything on the list and make sure they got some new outfits and the new shoes and a fresh haircut and send them on their merry way. Mm-hmm. You drop them off, you cry. But this, I'm like,
I thought I was going to get a babysitter. What happened?
I'm like, there's an app and I have a Zoom call tomorrow with the teacher. But other than that, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not a teacher. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this.
Yeah. I'm happy that you're an intelligent person. Because, I mean, let's be honest. Let's be real. And let's be transparent. There's some people out there that are not. And not to take anything away from anybody, but, you know, when it comes to people getting pregnant, your IQ level doesn't really play into whether or not you can get pregnant. So there's some people out there right now that
impregnate someone. Yeah. Okay. It goes both ways.
Right. For sure. My point is there's some people out there right now with kids and they're going to be in charge of their children learning when they really shouldn't be.
Well, think about it. Every parent in this country, in the world, but, you know, every parent of a child that's of school age in this country is pretty much going, they're supposed to be doing school on the computer.
Right.
And I don't know. Just the teacher tell me what I'm supposed to do, mm-hmm. make them do. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We're all just like, I don't know.
When we knew this was going to happen, I thought, oh, there'd be like maybe 1 hour, 2 hours of the teachers talking to the kids. And then there's like just a bunch of schoolwork that they're going to have you give to them. But then they sent a picture out of the schedule and it's like a full day. Like, you're going to have to be a teacher for like 8 hours.
There was a time slot on there that said office work. And yeah, I was like,
it's like, I got office work?
They're five. What kind of office? What is that?
I think that's for you.
Is that my?
Yeah. You're on payroll now.
No, I ain't.
It's what these stimulus checks are paying for. All these teachers we just got. It's wild. The things that are happening and changing and the way we're having to
so much anxiety.
Yeah, the way we're having to adapt to it. It was like a week ago. I got off work and I noticed something very strange and it weirded me out. I didn't have a whole lot of thoughts about wearing my mask at work all day. You know, so I wore my mask like 8 or 9 hours and it's not bothering me anymore.
Oh, like you've become accustomed to it?
Not necessarily, but
it's not so foreign to you.
Right.
Anymore.
It's not like it was when we first started. Mm-hmm. But I have found out that you have to shop around because if you don't have the right mask,
it's so
for
crazy.
The fit on your face, it's not okay. I've tried like I think 5 or 6 now, and I have one that I'm like, oh, okay, this is not okay, but it's okay.
Fabrics, yeah. Materials, different styles. You've got the over the ear, the tie behind the head. Mm-hmm.
The bandit.
It's like an accessory.
Right. Yeah. But that's where we're at. 2020, the year of change, you know, be it good or bad, it's happening. The change is happening. We've had a lot of, I'm a little aggravated about something and I haven't alienated fans in a long time because we want to try to have as many people listen as possible. But sometimes it just has to happen. We've had a lot of messages about people's concern that we haven't addressed a lot of the things that are going on in the world. And
let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there. If people are looking to us.
Yeah, yeah.
On how they should view the world.
Right.
Right now. Right. I'm going to just say, you barking up the wrong tree. You need to go find real information, reputable news sources.
It's not us.
Read some books. We're purely here for entertainment value, oh, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's about all
like,
we could do.
That's it. We are not a news podcast no. by any stretch of the imagination. And I'm going to go even a step further, okay? For anybody who's just curious on other people's thoughts on what's going on in the world, if you will just look around the room at the nearest electronic device and just power it on, connect it to the World Wide Web. And I promise you,
you have all the opinions you want.
You will be flooded. Yeah,
there'll be opinions everywhere.
More opinions than you could possibly handle in a lifetime. So many opinions.
But like there were people. I've honestly stopped responding to that particular kind of question. So anybody out there that wants to send any more messages about, you know, wanting us to talk about just like the negative things that are going on in the world, that's not what this show is for me. There's a lot of crappy people out there, and I hope things get a lot better. And most importantly, I hope everybody just treats each other good, you know?
But I think if everyone, this is purely my 2 cents, mm-hmm. if you will stop searching for other people's opinion to form your own and just search your own freaking heart and anything that's bad in there, get it the heck out, okay? And if every daggone person in the world would do that, oh, boom, world peace, okay?
I don't think it's that easy. But
yeah, people need to get the ugly out of their hearts. And that is, that's the whole problem. That is the problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, if you want my opinion, there it is.
Well,
boom!
Here's the thing. I got upset about it, you know, because this is my escape.
This is stressing me out.
This
my is armpits this, are sweating.
Yeah. This is my escape. This is the we were talking about it earlier. This is my fun thing.
See, this is why we don't talk about this.
And anymore. all of that negative stuff is everywhere in life. Everywhere. This is my fun thing, and that's why I try not to bring it here. But you know what? If people want us to talk about current events, if they want to get the information from us, if they want to know what's going on with the world, then you know what? We're going to give it to them. You want to talk about some current events? How about the fact that there's aliens flying around and nobody's talking about it? It's freaking me out.
I obtained photographic proof that we had a UFO in our yard the other night.
Proof is a strong word.
I have a photograph, okay?
You, of a light. But it's very odd. It's very odd, and it's weird that you found it.
It is so weird. So it was meant to be found.
walk me through how you came across this.
We have a Ring doorbell camera.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I get up in the morning, you know, sometimes I'll have notifications. Usually there'll be one, yeah, where it sends motion when you left. And for some reason, I was looking through like the motion from the night before. And it wasn't even anything that triggered motion. It's just, you know, it'll take like a picture.
Yeah, it takes a little pictures every like 7 seconds or something like that. I don't know.
So I was just, you know, skimming through and I noticed in one of the frames, it looks like a flashlight. I'm sorry, I have like a throat tickle. Can I have a sip of
that? Oh, no, you can't have a sip of it. You got Rona over there. What are you talking about?
Oh my gosh.
Here, take this water. I don't need that anymore. You ain't touching my Red Bull.
So I'm skimming through and I just happened to spot, it's just like this circle of light, like from a flashlight.
Yeah, like if somebody was walking across the yard and shining a flashlight towards the ground.
Yeah, you know, just circle of light.
Yeah.
And then I immediately go, oh my gosh, somebody was in our yard with a flashlight. So mm-hmm. I stop on that frame and I'm like zooming in. I'm looking around.
There are no people.
There's no people. There's no. Not a person. There's no source of the light that you can see. And it's like, it's near your car and it's over in the grass.
Yep. And people would ask, oh, so you automatically think alien? Well, let's keep going with the story, shall we? Did you find the next part or did I? I think it was me, right?
See, the next part I wasn't so sure about, though. I think we saw in another frame, like mm-hmm. right before that, something that looked like a little, you know, speck in the sky. And I mean, that it could have been a bug flying by. I can't, you know, we don't know. We don't know. But there
was
something.
Did you go back and look at it? Because it was in multiple frames and you could see that it moved around the sky.
Yeah.
And it just happened. There was a light. I don't know what you're uncertain about what I'm talking about. We're both in agreement that there was a light on the ground in our yard.
Yes.
There was nothing.
I definitely saw the thing in the sky. That wasn't there was nothing, what was concerning to me.
There was nothing in the road. There was nobody in our yard, but there was a beam of light.
And it was coming from, like you could tell it was coming straight down.
Right.
Like there was no angle
to
the light. Like it was a round circle of light as if it was coming from straight above.
Well, our neighbor across the street, our doorbell sees his house. And when I streamed through those pictures, you could see the moon come up. Mm-hmm. And I was watching the moon go up, and then I saw the light hit, but then I went back, and I was like, wait, there's something else. And I went through a couple of those things, and you could see something.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bug flying by. It was something
in
the sky.
No, I definitely saw it. Yeah,
And it had light, and then it came out, like it went up, and then it looked like it, I don't know, shot forward maybe, because mm-hmm. it's all pictures, and then all of a sudden that mm-hmm. beam of light.
And then it came to stop over our house,
and
then it shined a light down in our yard.
Some people are telling me they think it might be like somebody was flying a drone. So, I mean, if there's a drone that can shine a light down, then yeah, that's very plausible.
But also, it was like 12:48 at night.
Yeah, it was really late.
So, you know, it's not like, I'm not saying people aren't up at that time of night, but it would be, I don't know. Unusual.
Yeah.
If any of our neighbors are hearing this and you was flying a drone at 12:48 the other night that had a light on it, please
speak
let
up.
Us know, because something is freaking us out.
Here's the thing, though. There are people in the government that have...
You think it was a government drone?
Vocally announced that they hope aliens have visited us. The Pentagon released video, and I think
why
we may
do they
have,
hope that?
But because if aliens are not here, we have a problem. If aliens are not here, we have a problem. The Pentagon has released videos. I think we talked about this, where the mm-hmm. Air Force was tracking something.
Yeah.
And they couldn't keep up with it. And it was beyond our technology.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there are people that are in these programs. And this guy, I don't know who it was. You have to go find it. Anyways, this person that's over this program where they're tracking these kinds of things in the government, he said either A, somebody has come to Earth, right? And that's what it was. And then he went, or worst case scenario, another country has some technology now and we're not on board. And that scared me way more than aliens coming, because whatever it was they were tracking, if it ain't an alien, we're going to have some problems if whoever owns that technology decides to come after us.
Ooh, yeah, that's an unpleasant thought.
Right? It's scary. Like, I saw the video. You saw the video. We saw the footage. The Pentagon's talking about it. Either A, another country has some flight technology that we're not even close to achieving. Mm-hmm. Or B, the aliens are here. And they've probably been here the whole time. We're just now starting to get to the point of our technology where we've seen it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's wild. 2020, baby. It's the year of everything. That's what it is. Everything. Now, speaking of UFOs, I told you to come up with a list. I thought it would be fun to talk about our top five favorite aliens of all time.
I made a list, yeah.
Are you done?
Yeah, I made my list.
Yours is on a phone. I got like a notebook. I'm mine's on paper and stuff. Barbaric.
So how are we doing this?
I figured we could do it together. We'd just start at number five, both of us, and work our way up. So who did you pick for your number five favorite alien? Obviously, we're talking about aliens made up in
I don't know movies that I have and TV them, like, shows. In or hang on, let me rearrange them real quick.
I said get a top five. Why?
I know. I mean, I
don't
didn't
understand.
Like.
Well, I don't understand.
I just picked I don't five. Understand.
You've had five.
You've
had 5 days. You've had 5 days to do it. You don't have them in order. Put them in order. You know who your favorite alien is. Come on.
Okay, number five.
All right.
Number five, I have Marvin the Martian.
Like the cartoon Marvin the
yes.
Martian?
Yes.
Oh, man. I didn't even think about him. That's a good one.
Little dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a good pull. What's your, I remember Marvin the Martian, but I honestly couldn't tell you any particular cartoon or, I mean, like, I don't know.
I feel like this afternoon we need to try to find some Marvin the Martian cartoons and like watch them with the kids.
I know that he had the funny voice. Some weird thing like that, right?
Because I was going to be trying to blow something up.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I try to talk. Thread wool in my mouth. That's a good pick.
Number five.
That's a good one. All right, my number five, Pennywise the Clown. Because he's an alien, right?
I think so.
And yeah. There's a lot of there's a lot of aliens out there in the cinematic universe and TV and whatnot that I felt like Pennywise made a pretty big impression on my childhood. So he's one of my favorites. Like, that's a creepy, creepy alien.
I think he made an impression on a lot.
Yeah,
of
yeah, yeah. So that was mine. Like, do you remember the first time you saw him?
I don't know. I don't know if I remember the first time, but I can tell you I was driving down the street the other day, and there was like a single red balloon on a mailbox. And yeah. I was like,
right?
That's a, you know, like it made me just
that's
go.
That's a good alien. I like that alien. That alien makes an impact. When I saw him in the drain, and he was talking to that kid.
Just that sight. Ooh. It's so iconic. And it just, most people, it just makes you go, whoo.
Yeah, that's my number five. So what do you got for four?
Number four, I have E.T.
E.T. That's a good pull.
I know. E.T., I mean, he's got to make the top five.
E.T. didn't make my top five.
He didn't make your top five?
No. I love the movie, but he didn't make my top five. Not
I feel, you know, I grew up, what year did that movie come out? Like 1980?
87, 88?
I'm going to look it up because I'm curious now.
Oh, yeah, you and your fancy alien technology you got there.
It's not alien technology.
Prove that?
I believe on the box it says it's made in California.
Does it?
Yeah. Any Apple product box, go look at it and it'll say like it was.
How about that?
I think it says it's made in California.
Gotcha. I had no idea. I had no idea where this phone's made. I know if it's got TikTok on, it's going to stop working soon. That's what I'm hearing in the. You know, we're not going to. Sorry. I about took us into the wrong world.
No, it was 1982.
Oh, we were off by a lot. I wasn't even born yet. That's around the time. I just thought of another alien. He wouldn't have made my top five list, but do you remember that little alien from Flight of the Navigator? The little scrudgy guy.
That movie. Yeah.
It's good. Okay, so number four for me was actually not a single alien, but a group.
Okay,
is that okay? Does that
I guess
does that work?
One like of, the Klingons? Or?
That's right. For number four, I choose the entire race of Klingons. No, I went with the coffee aliens from Men in Black.
Oh, my gosh. Little guys.
Every Men in Black movie, I always look forward to seeing them. And honorable mention, the little dog.
Yeah.
He didn't. Are you farting? Why are you leaning over like that?
No, my leg is stuck to the chair.
Oh, you got short shorts on. Yeah. You're sitting in a wooden chair.
I was trying to move, and my legs were stuck.
So, yeah, my number four pick was the little coffee aliens from Men in Black.
They're so cute. Yeah. I'll definitely let you count them as a group. Actually, my number three
is the Coffee Aliens from Men in Black.
No, it's not, but it's a group as well. And I couldn't.
Okay.
It's, well, technically a family.
A family.
The Coneheads.
Oh, I didn't even think about the Coneheads.
I couldn't choose just one.
Dang.
So I had to choose them all.
Man, that would have played a close.
Right?
That almost would have made my top five. I didn't even think about them. That's good. That's a good one. They didn't have buttholes. Like, that's awesome. Not that they didn't have buttholes, just that you thought
of them. Like, Chris Farley was the boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, and he put that ring thing on his hand. But I'm glad we got with Tom, what's his name? Tom, oh my gosh, I can't remember his name. Good Lord.
Oh, God.
His name's not even Tom, is it? Dan Aykroyd, right? He owns like the vodka company now, and he puts them in like a skull, like a glass skull.
Oh, yeah.
He owns that vodka company. It's supposed to be like the best vodka in the world, but I can't afford it, so I don't know. I get that $13 vodka. It comes in a regular
the
glass.
The stuff on the bottom shelf.
Yeah, it's got like dust dusty. On it and stuff. Oh, that's good. That's a good pick. What was that? Your number three?
Yeah, that was my number three.
Okay. For number three, I went with Alf.
Did you?
I did. I loved Alf growing up.
Darn it, that's my number two.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
How old were you? Do you know? When did that come out? It came out in the 80s, right?
Yeah, definitely early to mid 80s.
I loved his humor. I love the fact that it wasn't necessarily made for
1986.
Kids.
And yeah. It had four seasons.
Right, so that doesn't make any sense why that was such a big thing in my life. Because
He was super. I was born in 85. And he was funny. I remember I had an Alf coloring book.
I had a doll. I had an Alf doll.
I think I had the doll.
Yeah.
I definitely remember the doll. Somebody had a doll.
Wow, so that was your number two, huh?
Yes.
Well, we cleared that out together real fast, didn't we? That's teamwork.
So what's your number two?
My number two, which actually just made the list like 5 minutes before we did it because I'd forgotten about him. And then I went, oh, wait, how does Frankenfurter not make this list? So, yeah, my number two is Dr. Frankenfurter from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. That means I've got two Tim Curry aliens in my list.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he played Pennywise.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's an amazing alien actor right there, Mr. Tim Curry. What a creepy looking guy. He played such good roles in everything.
He's a very good actor.
And unique. He's an original for sure. So that leads us to number one, right?
Yeah.
I am so curious to hear what your number one alien is.
My number one alien.
Here we go. It's big. Wait, before we get there. Patreon.com/TheBobAndKatieShow. If you enjoy listening to us banter about things that are not important in the world, like, then you've come to the right
alien.
Place. Yeah. Patreon.com/TheBobAndKatieShow. We have over 20 bonus episodes there. Speaking of bonus episodes, it's not really a bonus, but we now have our full Bob and Katie Show catalog on YouTube. So if you're one of those people that listen to the podcast on YouTube, now you can listen to us there too. But Patreon.com, we do a lot of good stuff with this money that we get from Patreon. Like, we bought some fingerboards.
He said he pooped.
Oh. I'll continue doing the commercial. You're going to go clean a three-year-old butthole, I guess. That's kind of old, right? When you think about it, like 3 years. Yeah. So, Patreon.com/TheBobAndKatieShow. Katie got a little aggravated because I pulled some funds from the Bob and Katie Show to go buy fingerboards. We had all the kids over, or not all the kids. We had our three kids, and then we had our a nephew over, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go buy some fingerboards. We were talking about the new Tony Hawk game coming out, and I let the kids see some of the old footage, and they got real into it. And then I told them about fingerboards, and Ryan's like, oh, I got a fingerboard because I gave him one a long time ago. So I went to Walmart, and to justify pulling money from the Bob and Katie Show, we made a little video and we put it online, and it was fun. It was a good time. But we use that money for sure, and it helps us with different things in life. So if you could, go to patreon.com Facebook.com/TheBobAndKatieShow and become a part of this community where we put funny stuff out there and you give us money. That just seems like what I should be doing in life. That seems what I've got it made for. I say jokes. I make money. Katie corrects me. We make money. It's a good thing. And we like to be a part of it. That's patreon.com/TheBobAndKatieShow. Welcome back. How'd it go up there? Need to clean a little butt? Everything? Well, why don't you put that phone down and join this podcast with me? Come on now.
I'm sorry. I delivered photos to a client today. Mm-hmm. That's always exciting to me. Because like 99% of the time, they, you know, message me after they look at them. And
look at you getting business done. You got that butt clean though, right? That's what's important. Okay, well, I finished the Patreon commercial.
I think I forgot to wash my hands.
Yo, go wash your hands, nasty. Stop touching things. You don't touch them headphones. Come on.
I got distracted. Another child came out.
What do you mean another child came out? A child came out of what?
I'm telling you, I'm tired.
This is real life. This is what makes our show unique, is that we're fake and real all at the same time.
I'm not fake.
I'm fake. I worry about the stuff in the world. I just want to talk about it on here. There's some fakeness to it. There's things that we don't tell people. We act like we tell people everything, but we don't. There's things we don't talk about. There's things that the public don't need to know. But you know what they do need to know? What?
Let me tell you, speaking of another one coming out.
Another one coming out. Oh, the kids? Yeah.
I said another kid
come out. What?
My sister came over.
Okay, hang on. So everybody knows what we're talking about.
Another kid came out of the room.
Yeah. While we're recording the podcast, the kids are upstairs. They're like watching a movie or something like that. All right, go ahead.
The other day, my sister came over for a visit, and mm-hmm. we're just all sitting around here in the living room talking. Kids are playing. Reagan comes up just completely out of the blue. She walks over to me. She puts one hand on her mouth as if a gasp, and then points at me with the other. So now she has our attention. And she looks at my sister and says, "Mommy has a baby in her belly."
No, the hell I don't.
And I was like, "What? No, she's lying. You shut your mouth, child." And then my sister's like, "Do you have something to tell me?"
No.
I was like, "Reagan, why on earth would you say that?" I was like, "That's not something you just go around just telling somebody." Like, and then I got to wonder, I was like,
"I'm on the birth control.
How? How many people, what does she tell people whenever, what do my kids tell people?"
Well, it's not like they're telling anybody anything. We're not going anywhere. They're not going
Thank
to school.
Thank God.
Yet. Yeah. They're going to lie to their teachers. I mean, like, they're going to lie, right?
Riley's going to talk his poor teacher's ear off. Like, that boy.
My mommy has 87 kids.
When we went to the school for their kindergarten assessment.
Mm-hmm.
These two teachers, you know, they took me to the cafeteria.
There's somebody right now pounding like their fist on something close to them going, "I want to know what the number one alien is." We'll get there. Just hold tight.
Oh, I didn't forgot about it.
No.
We left.
We'll get there. Oh, don't look at my book.
When we went to the school the other day for kindergarten assessment, we go in there and there was two, you know, young, pretty teachers. And they walk me to the cafeteria and I have to sit through this thing. I have to learn about what I'm supposed to do at home with the kids while they have to go do their assessment. You know, they have to be like one-on-one.
Quick, everybody come to the school so we can tell you what to do to not be at the school. That makes sense.
As we start walking down the hallway with this teacher, mm-hmm. Riley just starts telling her his life story. And he's like, "I want to be a police officer. My little brother wants to be a firefighter. And Reagan, she wants to be a doctor and an artist." Like, he was talking this lady's ear off. And I was like, "Oh, dear God."
It's going to be like that for sure.
Like, do I need to have a talk with him before he actually starts going to school? Like,
no, man, just let it happen.
Because I feel like if I draw attention to it.
No,
like,
just let it happen. Let it happen. Just let it go. Let it do its thing.
We went to a birthday party one time, and there was a Spider-Man at this party.
Oh, at Luke's birthday party, yeah.
And
he told that Spider-Man everything.
Riley talked
the whole time
to this Spider-Man.
The whole time. I like ham sandwiches. Do you like ham sandwiches, Spider-Man? I got a little brother. He talks a lot. You got any brother, Spider-Man? Do you ever wash this suit, Spider-Man? You wear it all the time. Do you take it to the dry cleaner, Spider-Man? I got a Spider-Man suit, but it's not like yours. It's a cheap one.
It's funny because at home, Riley is not
he's
what I would consider a talkative child at all.
He don't like us. That's got to be.
But let him get in public, and he is just so.
He's like you,
chatty. He went up to a mom at the playground one time, and I'm sure we probably told this story. It happened a while back, but
this is pre COVID.
Yeah, pre-COVID, yeah. Pre-COVID. This was probably, I don't know, sometime last year. Yeah.
Might not have been as pre-COVID as we thought.
He starts talking to this mom, and like he tells her his name, and she told him her name, mm-hmm. and he was like, my mom's name is Katie, but I don't call her Katie. I call her mom, and like he's just going on.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
Such a smart guy. And his memory, man, his memory's out of control.
He gets it honest from my mom and your mom both, because they're the type of people, they ain't never met a stranger, and they make friends.
Oh, I thought you talked about his memory. I was like, oh, I don't know. My mom
How he will just talk with anybody. Both of our moms are that way. It's like they just will go anywhere and make conversation and make friends. And, mm-hmm. and Riley is very much like that. And I'm hoping... because him and Reagan are going to be in the same class. So I'm hope, because she's super shy. So I'm hoping, like, he will help her to.
Because Riley's not shy at all.
No. Oh, God, no.
No, he's like me. Like, he'll talk to anybody. Like, I'll do it. I don't necessarily like it, but I'll do it. I got no problem with it. I want to meet people.
I just
want him to go away. Like, I want to meet people, like, for short periods of time, short bursts, you know? It's like, oh, what's your name? What do you do? Awesome. Okay, well, bye. I'm not interested in people for a long period of time, but I'm super interested in people for, like, little segments. Like, I want to know about people. I just don't want them to hang around.
I don't know if you know this, because, you know, I'm the one who stays home with the kids, but there are times that Riley, if we've kind of, like, all been hanging around together... Mm-hmm. all day, he'll be like, Mom, I've had too much peopling. I'm going to go upstairs by myself.
Oh my God, that's my child.
And I'm like, okay.
I love it. Okay. I love it. I love it.
Sure. Whatever you need.
That's what I like about the podcast is I have a very small group of people that I like to associate with, you being like the main one. It's like Tim is by far one of my best friends. And in the past 3 years, we've hung out like four times. We've talked on the phone twice, and that's it. Like, we text each other a lot. And we haven't even been texting a whole lot recently. And I don't even think he knows what's going on with me, just with like, with work and things here at the house. And there's a lot of stuff that's kind of pulling me away from, you know, just things in general. But, for sure. I love that dude. And I don't ever talk to him ever. Like, if anybody's like, oh,
I have many people in my life,
you get to go to an island with three friends, who are they? I say, well, Tim's coming, can Katie come, does that count? And then that's it. That's all I got. Like,
you better take me.
No, I mean, like, if they were like,
how does Tim get to be your number one pick?
I didn't say he was number one, but he's probably number one. If somebody was like, you gotta take a friend, be like, wait, do I gotta make love to him? That changes things. That changes
so,
who I take.
Number one. What's your number one?
Oh, back to the aliens? Okay. I don't even remember what we were getting at. All right, aliens, wrapping it up. So you're number one. What was your, let's recap real quick. Give me your 5 through 4.
Number 5, mm-hmm. Marvin the Martian.
That's right, Marvin.
Then E.T.
E.T.
The Coneheads.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Alf.
Alf.
The number one.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
Katie's number one alien.
My number one alien is the...
I feel like I should guess, but you've already went through all the ones. Oh, my man, I'm perplexed.
The one and only one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
What a cool movie as a kid. I bet it didn't hold up.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you think it held up? I don't think we should watch it.
I think if we were to watch it now,
we'd be like, oh.
We might not enjoy it the same. So I'm just going to hold on to that memory.
The song was good, though. I still remember the song.
Oh, my gosh.
He was a one-eyed, one-horn, flying purple people eater. That was
so
that's great.
Fun.
Yeah, that's good.
So
that's
what's
a
your
good
number
pick.
One?
Okay. To recap, number 5, Pennywise. Number 4, the coffee aliens. Number 3, Alf. Number 2, Dr. Frank N. Furter. And number 1, I hate to say it, but I didn't narrow it down to a single alien. I picked another group.
The Klingons.
No, not the Klingons. I did have Worf in the top 5, though, and I had to pull him out because Frankenfurter hit.
Oh.
My number 1.
I do love Worf.
Yeah, he's great. My number one was the aliens that invaded the Earth when Mars attacked.
Oh, really?
Oh, I love the Mars Attacks aliens. When they get angry, that noise they make. My favorite part is they're going through the town and they got this gun that when they shoot somebody, they're done, they're gone. And they're shooting people. And you hear like that and there's this translator and it's just going, "We come in peace." Shoot people up. Oh, man, when that little old lady, she was listening to those headphones, and it pops out, and that old country music's playing, and the aliens' heads start exploding. Oh, so brilliant. What a brilliant movie that was. Those aliens are so good. Their heads are giant. They look like what you would think, like a mad race of aliens that comes from outer space would look like. Another group that just on the outside of my top five, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Those are some other good aliens. We should definitely do like a, what is it called?
A poll?
Not a poll. When you have some, like, honorable mentions.
Oh, okay.
Some honorable mention aliens. All of the aliens from Third Rock from the Sun. Those are honorable mentions, right?
I almost put them on my list, yeah. The Solomons.
Yes, the Solomons. Other aliens that didn't make the list. How about Alien? Right?
Obviously.
What a huge impact on pop culture. Just didn't make my personal list.
Yeah.
Predator, another great alien that didn't make the list.
Well, Superman.
Oh, I didn't even think about Superman. I don't think it would have made my top five, though. Is that wrong?
I still think Superman deserves an honorable mention, though.
Yeah. Some others that I had on my list, Megamind.
So you made you just made a list.
I made a list. I made a huge list of aliens, and then I went through and picked my top five. So Megamind was another good one for me. I love that cartoon. He was such a funny alien.
Yes, I like Megamind.
He kind of reminded me of the aliens from Mars Attacks. Maybe that's why he bounced around so close to the top five. I said Alien, Predator, Worf. Yeah, I mean, we went through a lot of them. Spock was a great alien. That was a good alien. But this was fun.
How sad is it that he's dead?
Spock?
Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah, Leonard Nimoy. That was he was a weird dude. That was a weird guy. Like when he wasn't playing an alien from outer space, like a super smart alien, he was singing country music. And it sounded like Spock singing country music. It was so odd. So odd. That's a weird dude. I love it. Love it. I had a couple of I know we've got We're about 35, 40 minutes in, which is okay. There was some things written down here that...
I just thought about one that should have been on your list.
What?
What about Howard the Duck?
Oh, shoot.
How do you not have Howard the Duck on your list?
Oh, my God. That messes everything up. That ruins the whole list. All right,
scratch this. We got to start over.
All right, hang on. Let's go back. Man, that leaves... Okay, so, I mean... Obviously, it just shifts everything down one, so I lose Pennywise in my top five. Pennywise is gone, so I've only got one Tim Curry alien now. So, starting at number five, the coffee aliens. Number four, Alf. Number three, Frank N. Furter. Number two, the Mars Attacks aliens. And then, obviously, number one, Howard T. Duck. So... Shot an arrow straight to my heart. Oh my gosh, that movie's so good. I can't wait till the kids get to see that movie. There's a lot of people right now going, "That movie's not so good. Don't show your kids that movie." But I'm telling you, I love it. Love it. How did I not? I don't even think of him as an alien. That's just Howard the Duck. But you're right. You're right. My favorite alien, Howard T. Duck. I love it. Good call. Wait, we're a team.
See, yes. I know you so well.
I wrote some stuff down. Let's see. We got hit by a hurricane, which really didn't do too much.
Can you say the name?
I don't have a clue what the hurricane was called.
Hang on. Let me see if I remember how to say it right.
I don't have a clue.
Hurricane Isaias.
Yeah.
Isaias.
Is that right? Me saying I didn't have a clue had nothing to do with the name or its origins or anything. It was just 2020 was so crazy that a hurricane hit. And I was like, okay.
And
let's keep going.
Living where we do, hurricanes are nothing new to us. It's like summertime. You better make sure you got the bottled water, the batteries, all the good stuff. And this one hit us as a category one.
Yeah, it wasn't that, so, it wasn't that bad.
So I sort of like, you know, no, we were, storm. You know, we prepared and
I was inconvenienced with having to flip over the trampoline. That's the worst part of the hurricane, was having to take apart that trampoline and flip it over.
Oh my gosh.
This is our first hurricane with a trampoline. It was miserable.
It's our first hurricane having a trampoline. And our trampoline has a little net thing around it. So it has
that safety thing that stops the kids from bouncing out.
That stick up. So we figured we had to either tie it down or flip it over. That was our two options.
I thought flipping it over was the safest bet to keep it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I went out there. It's like the day before the hurricane. And that's when the weather started to get nasty, starting to drizzle.
Yeah.
It's a little windy. You had to work. So I was like, well, I'm going to go ahead and start.
Yeah, with my job, my hours, I kind of work more hours when the hurricane comes. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm out there with your drill, children running around. It's drizzling rain. And I'm disassembling this trampoline.
It's out there muttering for 2020 hurricanes and aliens and viruses. And
I was like, I do not have time for this right now.
This kid's about to start school. I need some goddamn shoes. Little tiny socks with little tiny feet.
It got a little dicey, though. This one came through at nighttime, which is always a little creepier because, you know, the power went out and you're just hearing all the wind and things breaking and blowing around. Right. Luckily, we really, for as scary as it got for a little bit, the only damage we had was a panel of our fence. Came out and blew around the neighborhood, and you had to go collect it.
Yeah, I had to go collect the. During
the eye of the storm.
When you say a panel, just so everybody knows, one panel consists of like 10 pieces. So I had to go all over the neighborhood and collect pieces.
We have a vinyl fence. It's like planks in there, you know. And
I'm pretty sure we have a piece to our neighbor's fence in our fence. And I reached out to them because this is what happened.
Did they ever find?
Yeah, well, they found one.
So we're all.
Everybody's good, but
everybody got all the pieces.
I think they have one of ours and we have one of theirs.
It don't matter.
Now, I mean, the fence, they're almost identical. But I looked outside. There's a big, we lost a lot of the fence, so I had to go gather it all up. Well, they had, their gate was down, but then they had a piece laying there that I was missing. And I looked at the gate and I was like, okay, their gate's not missing a piece. Well, this panel was laying like in the street, like right near their yard. So I went over and I picked it up and I gathered up all the pieces that I could find and it fixed our fence. So I was like, oh, we're good to go. Well, then later on, they had put a post up on the Facebook group in our little neighborhood that they were missing like a chunk of their fence. And I looked out there and off to the right side, a part of their fence had come out that I didn't see. And I was like, oh, that's real. I picked up a piece real close to their house. So I sent them a message and I was like, hey, look. I think it was like a comment. I was like, I may have gotten a piece of your fence. So if you don't find it, just let me know. And I've got extras in the garage and we'll work it out. But they ended up finding one. And I feel like the one
there
they
found.
There
was just vinyl fencing all over the neighborhood.
Yeah. But I think that was probably theirs I got. And I feel bad about it, even though everybody's got their fence back. But like, you know, they struggled.
Well, there'll
a little
be
bit
another
longer.
Hurricane and that fence panel. Oh, yeah. That's not the first time it's blown out.
No,
so.
Not at all.
Yeah. So like the eye of the hurricane actually moved right over us.
Yeah, it was a good time. I had a lot of fun. It was fun. It was like a break from all the other craziness in 2020. It's good.
Yeah, but then the next, like it rolls through during the middle of the night. And by the morning time, the storm itself has cleared away. Yeah. So you get up and you go to work.
Like ain't nothing happened.
And I'm like here in the house with no power, three kids. And they get up and they're like, why won't the TV work? Why won't this work? Why won't this work? And I was like, there is no power.
Yeah, they slept through the hurricane.
Well, why won't this work?
Like, we don't have any electricity, kids. We just don't have it. It's not here. It's not. No, I don't know what we're going to tell you. Go play with a stick. That's what I heard people did when times they didn't have electricity. They played with sticks.
Oh,
go find
I
a good stick.
So many times, like as a kid, you know, hurricanes.
Put the stick down. Stop hitting each other.
Hurricanes would come through. And I remember going through so many hurricanes as a kid, as I'm sure you do. And the storm itself, it's like, it's, you know, scary. It's exciting. There's a lot going on. But it's after the storm. After the storm has left and the sun comes out and you have no power and it's the middle of summertime, so there's no AC and everything has gotten drenched from all the tropical rainfall.
Yeah.
and it's just hot and it's steamy and moist and there's just no escaping it. That is so miserable.
And hurricanes don't hit during the winter. My God, we could build a fire and stay warm. We can't build an air conditioner. Stay cool. God, sucks, man. 2020, Jesus.
Luckily, this we got power back like
pretty quick,
later the next morning. It didn't stay off.
I've never been angry at a year before.
But
angry
I remember.
I'm over here angry just at a year.
Like Hurricane Fran, maybe? Stupid. Our power, it was like over a week before we got power back.
Yeah, but the rest of the year was fine. We went through that hurricane. I remember that. But the rest of the year was okay. It was like this 1 week of being miserable because of a hurricane. This whole year sucks.
I know this hurricane, it came through and it was just like.
We didn't wink.
It's like a couple days later, like, guess when flip the trampoline back over so the kids can jump on it.
It was a hurricane. I forgot. Was it last week that happened? Was that before or after the aliens came? Who knows? Find your laugh.
Find your happy.